going on, everybody? It's me. It's the PR. I am me coming back at y'all with another episode. I'm here with Lee Boy. What's up? Tell everybody what's up real quick.
What's up, y'all? LeeBoyTV.com. Hey, we had a hell of an episode. Johnny Gill hit us up, bro, on that last one.
Of course.
My.
If only he seen the behind the scenes. Oh, my God.
I seen you edited out some of that craziness. Oh, yes. Crazy. Yeah,
I might post, like, because we did it like four or five times, talk about the same thing, but I'll edit it out. I might make a little clip of it here and there. I might, but a lot of people like
that
episode.
Yeah, that was a fun episode, y'all. Y'all go check out our Love Ballads, aka Slow Jams episode that we put out last weekend. But obviously, you guys are here to listen to this one. So, what we got today, Brian?
Before we get to this, I actually want to do something real quick before we start. We got a review on Apple.
Ooh, okay.
And I didn't read it yet, but it looks lengthy. All right.
So a real listener then. Okay.
Oh yeah. Now these are this is my crew now. These people are my crew now. But you got Mel, Kel, and Kay, High Tea Podcast with Mel. I'm gonna just go ahead and call it Kel the Goat and Kay. Yes. Anyways, it says obsessed. There's not much to say, but everyone needs to tune into this podcast. We binge listened to about 8 to 10 episodes over Christmas break, and we don't regret a single minute of it. These guys have the best mic presence, humor, and relatability out there. Not to mention, you're constantly taking down memory lane of your childhood, from special guests to the amazing conversations. Prime Nostalgia Podcast is what will feed your 90s loving heart, and then some. We're all happy that we took the time to listen because we're hooked. You can't beat that. You have three new listeners and followers in us from here on out with Mel, Kel, and Kay from the High Tea Podcast.
Hey, that sounds dope, man. That sounds like you said, they really checked us out, man. And I'm, first of all, much appreciative to them. And y'all been hitting me up on IG. I'll make sure that I get in contact with y'all. So much appreciation. Very dope. And I want to encourage everyone else to do the same, man. I want to say, if you binge us, give us a couple episodes and you can fall into the mode, and hopefully you'll be hooked like Mel, Kel, and Kay. That's High Tea Podcast, right?
Our highest listened episode on the podcasting platforms is the Fresh Prince episode, actually. The idea that after that is the Kenan episode. And then I think on YouTube, it's either the Kenan episode that we did, the Trina McGee episode that I did, or the maybe the thing with Abby, maybe third or fourth, the Nicktoons. So those are a lot, but and Black Femininity, that one too. On YouTube, that one is high. Yeah,
shout out to Crystal. Yeah, she went she blessed us with her presence on that one. I definitely seen the residual effects of that. And it's just dope because the podcast audience, I think, is a little bit different from the YouTube audience. It's great. Any way you guys choose to listen, please tap in with us on Apple Podcasts, tap us with on us on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you can find them. That's where we'll be. So thank you all for listening so far, and tell somebody else, get somebody else on the nostalgia train. All right. So we can keep this thing rolling.
So, some people ask me, why don't we like plan ahead and like say, like, why don't we basically say what we're going to do the next week before it comes, pretty much. Like, why not at the end of the episode we don't say what we're gonna do next week, or why don't we say early in the week what we're gonna do before we post the episode? Because things change, okay? Plans change all the time. That's why we don't do that. And this is one of those times.
But that's why we stay with the backup topics. So y'all just let us know. Y'all wanna hear more topics, more guests. It's definitely hard to plan out the guests, I'll say that, but we can come up with these topics if people want to know ahead of time. But I feel like that takes a little bit of steam out of it. What do you think?
Some topics I, you know, sometimes we let people know so that we can get suggestions. And some topics we just like get suggestions just to use for like episode we're doing 2 weeks or whatever. But I mean, it's cool. Things do change though, but I'm not worried. You know, this topic today, literally, we thought of like 30 minutes or an hour before. So just know we professionals at rearranging.
Yeah, I was gonna say we the kings at the nostalgia stuff. So though we always ready. Always stay ready so we ain't got to get ready.
So, I've seen this post on Instagram. It was like, you get stuck into a 90s TV time rope and you must live with one family. What family would you choose? So, I think this is a good topic because, I mean, you're getting added into the show, into the family. You're not like a character or, well, you know, like, you're not like replacing a character, you're like getting added, like in general. So like, it's like if Lil Nicky is already there a year after Lil Nicky, or in the middle, or whatever, you know. So there's a lot of sitcoms with families. There's a lot of sitcoms with friends, like with friends centered around friends and then centered around family. So I got on a list of a couple. How did you do on this topic before we start getting into it?
You know, I did all right. You know, I could just harken back to our little previous conversation. We had a couple of people here that were in some families on their TV show. So I was already having some thoughts about 90s television families in my head. So I was able to apply a little bit of that research towards this. And I came up with a couple of decent answers. But it's hard. Like you said, there's a lot of families, especially in 90s TV sitcoms. So it was hard to narrow it down. But I think I got my answer. I can be swayed. I can be persuaded to change. But I think I have an answer here, and it's a pretty good one. Pretty fun family.
Okay.
Or two.
Okay. Well, I, of course, got to go make sure I'm playing it right. And I got five that I'm interested in, and then one that I would, like, really want to be a part of. So I guess I can just give one of mine. My honorable mention family, whatever, is hanging with Mr. Cooper, because I think this includes all aspects of this one, because it's him, it's his cousin, Geneva, Raven's character, Holly Robinson Pete's character. How can I forget her name? I don't know. Right now I'm blanking. And then it's because you got the neighbor, Tyler, and then you got, I feel like Omar Gooding is too, as well. So I mean, all of them and a partner, you just there. I
mean, and he's just at the school, right? He's just a student, Omar.
He's a student, but then he's the student that comes over his house the most.
Right.
Like he just walks in there, like, you know, whatever, you know.
Just like Tyler, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but when he tells him to go home, he goes. When he tells Tyler to go home, he don't. So, you know. I would say hang on Mr. Cooper. I mean, I don't know. I just think it'd be cool having like the cousin and the you know, the other people in there. I think it'd be cool. It's, you know, it's a little living situation. Of course, those are the later season. The first season had like three best friends living together. This one had a best friend and a cousin. But I mean, I think it'd be cool little scenario.
I mean, and they are really like a whole mixed family because, like you said, Holly Robinson's P character and Mr. Cooper, they're not romantically involved, right?
Well, were they? Well, last
they
five
go
episodes.
Back and forth?
Well, last five episodes.
Okay. Hey, Mark Curry had to write that in there. Look, he was like, I ain't leaving this show without having some Holly Robinson, all right?
I watched the whole series. Ain't nothing happened the whole five or six seasons. Last five episodes, all we together, we married. Pow, 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 pow. I was like, hey, okay.
But I kind of forgot about that. And then cousin Geneva, is she the darker skinned one with like the braids?
Oh well, she had different hairstyles. She had the braids one time. She had like the bangs, like the
right.
I call them the Queen Latifah. I don't know. I want to say Queen Latifah bangs. You know, you don't talk about it.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking of, and she was. She, why did she come? She was, oh, she's Raven's mom.
Yes. Yeah, she's right. the country, Texas, that Georgia
and
girl.
And they don't
yeah.
look nothing alike, right? They don't look nothing.
Well, yeah, we don't know what the dad looked like, so.
Yeah, so it was a whole mixed family up in hanging with Mr. Cooper, so I feel like anyone could just slide their way right into that one.
So, this next one on my list real quick. It might even be my number. Actually, nah, this ain't gonna be close, but this one is especially for me, probably not you per se. I'm gonna say Boy Meets World for me, which is it's a wacky, crazy family you got. Amy Allen, Eric, Corey, Morgan, and then you're gonna have me, even though different colors. Just imagine families all the same, okay? Just imagine. It's all the same. It might be a wacky family, but I think they're like, as far as family goes, I think they stick together all the time and they got each other no matter what. I would say the Matthews personally. Then they brought over a person, they treat him like a son, which is Sean, if y'all know who I'm talking about. And then they brought over the other person, Topanga, who they treated like a daughter, who ended up being their daughter for real. I mean, it's just it's a crazy show. Y'all gotta go watch.
Wait, did they adopted Topanga too?
No, she married one of their kids. Yeah. And then Sean was always just like their brother. They tried to adopt Sean. He wasn't having it.
Well, his dad was there. He was just a drunk or something, right?
He was like, pretty much, he was like a deadbeat dad, and then he died. And then they was like, oh, your dad died. Let's adopt you. So you basically been our son all the time, so why not?
And then on top of that, one you didn't mention was Mr. Feeney. You got him as a neighbor, which reminds me a lot of, reminds me of the neighbor with Tim Allen in them.
Yeah. Yeah, I just remember his name too.
Wilson.
Wilson was Wilson? Okay.
Yeah.
I watch a little bit of Home Improvement. I don't watch none of Last Man Standing. I watched that one episode. Tim the Tool Man came back on Last Man Standing, which is the show Tim Allen is on. It was weird, but they did a tribute to the guy that was over the fence, and he had like have his face covered and stuff. So it was cool.
Who stole that from who? Because Mr. Feeney used to do a whole lot of over the fence. I mean, he didn't hide his face, but he would just like kind of talk crap over the fence. But
I wouldn't say it seemed almost similar, but not really, because Mr. Feeney was the neighbor enough to like he just walk in the house like whenever. Of course, even though everybody else is in there, he kind of just walks in there, just walks across the yard. So I feel like they was different. I don't know who did it first, because it was, of course, in different ways. But I guess as Corey got older, I guess he just felt more comfortable with just walking in, saying, hey, do your homework, and walking back out or whatever. But yeah, I would say that family is, as wacky as it is, just seems fun to be a part of.
Yeah, another one just reminds me of TGIF was Step by Step Had a Fun Family. Especially, I don't remember that kid next door, but he was always coming in being a goof. And yeah, that was always, I always liked that family. I always liked the mom in that family. I want her to be my mom for a little bit, just a little bit.
Okay. I had a random one, but sister, sister, the brother to sister. I don't know. I don't know how Jack A as a mom or Tim Reed as a dad. I don't know how that would work out. Tia and Tamir as a sister. I don't know, but that would be weird having Roger coming over every day. You got to beat him up, get him off your sister. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know. That'd be a weird.
That would be cool though, to be like Roger's age though, like, right, and like be friends with Roger, and then like he always like your sister and stuff. You get like, there's some jokes right there. I could have played. All right,
you gotta go home. You gotta go home, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, like the kid has to beat him up too, like every once in a while. Sometimes it's T and Tamara, because look, they're gonna be always tag teaming, messing with the twins, and then every once in a while, look, the little brother, which would be if I was on the show, they'd be kicking both of us back to Roger's house, like, y'all go to Roger's house, like,
yeah.
That would kind of be funny, actually.
No, I just thought that one on top of my head. I was like, yeah. This is not an honorable mention, just me personally. I would not want to be a part of Moesha's family. Just me personally. You gonna say, you gonna tell me why? Why?
Because Frank.
Yes. Yeah.
He would get on your nerves, yeah. Right?
I probably wouldn't. Yeah. I can't.
Frank was a little bit, even though it was comedic, it was funny, but to have him as your actual dad would be, I think, pretty annoying. Like, he thinks he's all hot stuff because he works at Saturn. Like, relax, Pops. Like, no, he held it down, but yeah, I think he would get annoying if that was your actual Pops for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And come up, the one that you might or might not have on your list is a Fresh Prince.
That is actually not on my list now. I thought about it. Obviously, great family to be a part of. Your dad's a judge. You know, you're living this affluent life in Southern California, best of all, Bel Air. So definitely was a thought, a consideration, but ultimately did not make my list. I only got two on my list, so.
Okay. So you wouldn't want to hang with Jazz and Will?
Ooh.
And occasionally Carlton?
I would definitely want to hang with Jazz and Will. I ain't gonna lie. There's no, especially going to high school with those two guys would probably be hilarious. You already know Will is just the class clown and Jazz is just too cool, literally, for school. So I could definitely see myself hanging out with the two of them. And making fun of Carlton would be very fun. Just like, oh, that's your little bro? Like, just to be always having a little bro you could always mess with. I guess when I was thinking about it, though, I was thinking of myself as a younger age in the Nikki realm. Mm.
But, okay, you know, so what if you was Ashley's age then?
I would not want to be her sister. Would not want that to be my sister. Look, I guess if I was a distant cousin that was married in, yeah, we could play it like that.
If that's the case, then why not? All right, I'm gonna say.
Yeah, we. I got married into that family. Then we could do that.
Yeah, but then Hillary so too.
She cool. Yeah, she cool. But I was the Ashley guy at that age.
I think it depended on the season because they. I'm not gonna get into it anyway.
All right, so yeah, man, want to be a part of TV sitcom families from the 90s. I came up with a couple, and this one was actually, it may be a surprise to some of the people in the audience, because I don't think I've actually mentioned this show on the podcast yet, but I was a huge fan of Married with Children. Married with Children, Al Bundy just sitting on the couch.
I got a gripe with that one.
You said what?
I wouldn't be
you
able
got a
to.
Gripe?
I wouldn't be able to.
See, now, the just, reason why I would want to be part of this family is because he's just going to let you go. He's just going to let loose. He's going to let you be bad as you want, do whatever you want. And I would be adopted, obviously, into the family because of genetics. So I would definitely be, they wouldn't even pay me no mind. Peggy, she's clueless. You know, I got a brother, older brother and sister that are always out doing teenage things. And this is, once again, me and my actual age. At the time of the show, I might have been 8 or 9 watching it. So, yeah, I would love to just be the bad kid in the neighborhood, just running around. I got an old pops that thinks he's a football star, and he's teaching me a few things here or there. But in general,
Four touchdowns.
In general, though, I'm just, you know, I may be sneaking beers out the refrigerator and just living my best life. Like, so that's why I went with Married with Children. And I just thought that show was always funny. And Peggy. She was an interesting character. I always liked her. She'd be a funny mom, I think. I don't know how that would work out, but
that's cool. But your same reason for Fresh Prince is my reason here, because like what is it, Christina Applegate? I think that's that. Like, I don't know.
That can't be sis, right?
Nah.
That's play sis right there.
I don't know, but it'd be cool though. Cause you pretty much just doing whatever you want, basically. He ain't gonna punish you, and then he just gonna.
He ain't gonna punish you. He just gonna He might yell a couple times. That's what he used to do, right? She was Peggy. She'd be like, "Ow, get the kids." He's y'all go back to your room.
Yeah, y'all go to your room. Whatever. Yeah.
In that same spot, look, with the stairs right behind them, it was nothing to that set. Mm-hmm. Like, That would be a real easy job too as an actor. You just showing up to that one little set. I don't know.
Yeah,
Married with Children. I don't think people would expect that from me, but I was a big fan of the show back in the day.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and that was a big part of it. I tell you, brother. You know they like when I sing out here. You know I got last couple episodes been on fire.
I know one. You know what? This one that I know might be in your list, so I'm gonna just go with the second one. That this is gonna be my first one personally. Kenan and Kel. I mean,
The Rockmores.
You got Kenan as your brother, and you got Kel as your best friend. Where y'all do stuff together. We the same age. Then you got a little sister y'all can bully. And then of course the dad might not be too cool about Kel, but the mom's cool. You just gotta stay out of trouble. Like you see them doing something stupid, you gotta like ease back and let them get in trouble. But you still want to be a part of it. Like, I think Kenan and Kel might be the perfect family almost for me, for at least for me, the TV family.
So you would want to be a little bit older than the little sister, but just under Kenan and Kel, just a little bit.
Yeah, like if, so they, you like, still if they're like with them. Yeah, so if they're like 18, I'd be like 16.
Okay.
And then Kyra would be like 13. So.
And that way you could separate yourself, like you said, when they do get in trouble. Like, nah, I was over here with Kyra. We wasn't doing that.
But I was in it, but I just ain't get right. caught. Yeah.
So the actual smart one.
yes, pretty much, yeah.
Because Kenan and Kel both play smart at times. They both play smart at times. And it's definitely a debate who is the smart one. So you would be the third, the actual smart one, the third will to the group. But still superior.
The third one that,
I like that.
I would be the one that say, hey, this ain't gonna work. And they'd be like, oh, what do you know? All right. I'm not a part of this plan no more.
Yeah, I'm going home. That's when I'll go home. Look. right before they get into some mess.
I'll see y'all at the store. I'm gonna go here. If not, Kenny better watch out because Charlotte might be available. Who knows? You know. Whatever. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Dope.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we got the same number one. So you want
to? So we got the same number one. This was in our so funny too. To go back to a previous episode, I think this was the opening show. I think it was the opening show to our so funny, and yep. We can go ahead and just reveal is Family Matters, right?
No, yes, I have family.
Oh. I was like, wait, how did we agree on everything else? Yeah, Family Matters would be the number one family that I would want to be a part of. Huge family, blended family.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Are we doing all the family members? So you know they kind of kicked one out to the curb.
Wait, who don't know?
Jamie? Oh my God. What is her name on the show? I don't even know her name on the show. Jamie was on like 4 episodes and they kicked her off the show.
Why don't I remember this one?
She was like a little sister. So it was like
she had braids.
Yes, it was like Eddie, Laura, her, and then Richie, and then 3J at the end.
I definitely auditioned for 3J. I didn't get that one, but
oh yeah.
That's Curtis. That Curtis ended up not Curtis Williams. Orlando Brown ended up playing 3J, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I would actually be. Is it Jamie?
Jamie was like six. No, yeah, I don't know her name on the show. I just know her name in real life is Jamie.
Okay, shout out to Jamie
Foxworthy, actually.
And her character. Yeah, I think I would want to be in that age because. One, that was the age I was when I watched the show. I think that was like a prerequisite for me when I was thinking about this. But you know, I don't think I wanted to be up there with the teenagers. I think I would want to be at a younger age. So looking at Steve would just be so hilarious watching them get dogged out by my older brothers and sisters, watching them get dogged out by my dad. And then loving my sister with Laura. And all the crazy things he does to grab her attention, I think would be funny watching from a child's perspective. And then there's just so many moving parts. Like You got Grandma as well, which was hilarious. Like you said, you got Richie, you got 3J. Those are going to be all your little buddies, maybe you're a little bit older than them. So it's just a huge family. It sounds like nonstop fun and entertainment. And that's the reason why I would want to be part of that family for the most part. Why would you want to be part of the Urkel gang? Well, Carl, so I'll say the Winslow gang, Carl gang.
Yeah, the Winslow, yeah. Actually, I would want to be, so I like the older seasons when they were kind of older. I want to be like under Eddie, maybe over Laura, maybe like in that range. Cause like Carl is actually a cool guy. It's just Steve makes him annoying. I mean, Steve makes him annoyed. You get to hang with Eddie and Waldo and Carl when they do stuff. And then maybe Carl and Steve when they do stuff. And then, like, you're kind of too old. Like, so you're kind of too old to be, like, with 3J and Richie. It's like you can just boss them around, basically. And then Laura, you don't boss her around, but you could say, like, whatever. Get out of here, whatever. I don't know. I think that might be the perfect. And then you don't have to be around as much when Steve comes. Or, like, when Steve comes in, you can just leave. Like, you know, Laura couldn't really leave because that's her house. And she, like, you know, she kind of wasn't really allowed to go out that much. When Steve come, I'm be like, all right, I'm going to like a game or something, or I'm just leaving just because. So I might say.
Now hanging around Waldo definitely is a plus. He's hilarious, and one of those characters too that just brings out the intelligence out of nowhere. You'd be like, where did you learn that from? So yeah, that would definitely be fun. And then what was Steve's girl that was supposed to be that he should have been chasing, but he was always Myra. Chasing Laura.
Myra. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
And look, if you're in that age group, then maybe you can slide in with Myra. Because hey. I mean, Steve's just leaving it out there. Like, come on, Urkel.
Rest in peace.
Get it together, bro.
Yeah, I got to give a big rest in peace. But absolutely. Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely.
But tell me Grandma wasn't hilarious on that. I think that's the only reason why I wouldn't want to be a kid is because you would just be spending time with her. And she was always messing with the little kids on there. I think, I don't know, it could be good times. I have a member of my family that reminds me of her quite a bit. So I think that would be dope just to spend time with the funny elderly women are always good in families for me.
I mean, I don't know. I would personally like the whole gang of the Winslows.
It's a very entertaining bunch, a great group. And how long was this show on the air?
Nine seasons.
Right, that's very very well deserved. And I think it could have went on longer, man. This show is was a great show from beginning to end, top to bottom. And man, can we get a reboot? What would you think about a reboot from Family Matters and get Jaleel White in there and see what's going on? You could get an Eddie. You could get an Eddie Winslow and a Jaleel White.
I don't think Jaleel said if he ever come back as glasses, like, you know, somebody got a gun to his head.
Yeah, I know he's been killing Urkel for years, but
yeah, like, come on. All right, what if
come
he
on,
just
Stephon?
What if? Yeah, what if it was a Stephon spinoff? Then
it's gotta be Urkel, yeah.
Like, I would love a Stephon. Like, where is I? Will, if you don't want to be Steve, put the overalls and the glasses on. Just be Stephon. Like, just say Steve is like in space, living in space. Now Stephon is like here. You know,
or he found the serum that made him like be permanently Stephon. Right? Like, Steve got tired of being because it was just It was just a potion, right, that turned him into Stephon Urkel.
Well, you know, at one point they were actually two different people. At one point they were actually two different people.
Oh, okay, because I remember the machine where he was going in and coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But then they switched it up, right?
I got to go back and watch whatever happened with it. At one point they were two different people because there's a new edition performance where Urkel is in the crowd. Laura's in the
crowd.
Wait,
why is New Edition always part of the history? Like, New Edition everywhere. Look,
I mean, '96 when they got back together, they was everywhere on every show.
It was everywhere.
But like when they performed, it was like Laura, one of her friends, I think Maxine, and then Steve and his girlfriend, Myra, And then, like, Laura was sad because Stefan couldn't be there, but Stefan ended up performing with New Edition while Steve was there. So I'm like, you know.
That, yeah, I mean, you'd have to be two different people to be performing and watch yourself perform. So, yeah, I guess. But, yeah, like you said, in later years, though, they started using the machine. I remember the smoke and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it was the earlier years. The later years, he just showed up. I think he was living in, he was like a Paris model at one point, I think. Yeah, it was just, I don't know. I got to go back and watch. Exactly, but yeah.
I mean, and just imagine just the name either Urkel or Stefan as a show. That would kill. That would kill.
I think it'd be like Mr. Urkel or something. Like, it'd be something crazy. He'd be like a teacher or something. I don't know.
That would be fire. I'll be here for it. I think they should think about it. But it sounds like Jaleel White is like, nah, I'm in the podcasting game. And y'all can go check out that article where we were featured with Keenan's podcast. Also, Jaleel White's podcast, among others, some Saved by the Bell people and stuff. Oh, go check out the link in my bio. You guys can check that out from Pass Foot Forward.
Yeah, yeah. As far as throwing this episode up, like getting this topic out of nowhere, I think we did good. We did good. You know, man. Things happen. We gotta turn them around. We gotta hit them back. Thank you to High Tea Podcast that left the review. They are fantastic. I give them a seal of approval. Y'all go check them out. Basically, they're just sipping tea and talking about topics. Basically, you know. High Tea, of course, they sipping tea. Orlene or whatever. Could be other things. I don't want to just drop down my whole recommendations list or whatever. But I might as well give a little people some shout outs. Ready to Retro. Cause I did actually forget when we were on the show. We were on Ready to Retro and we talked about Keenan and Kel and all that. So go back and listen to that one. Actually I think they're having Christy on this week, so y'all go check them out. I think that's my two recommendations for the week. Or should I make it three recommendations? I don't have you already know podcast. So yeah.
Oh, yeah, obviously you already know. Yeah, and you should already know. I'll just throw in Quay Morgan Hill. She looks like she's linking up with Christy and Brian as well.
That guy sucks. That guy sucks. I'm kidding.
So y'all make sure y'all get in. Y'all tap in with Quay Morgan Hill out of Ohio. She's gonna be having a couple All That cast members. We've talked as well on her radio show. So yeah, go ahead and give her a shout out. Let her know I sent you. Excuse me.
You saw it. That's what you gonna say. You were saw it next. That's what you gonna say. Sure. I saw it.
Let her know I saw it. Yeah. I don't know. I was saying two things at once, but let her know I sent you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our community. So shout out once again to you guys. Not only are you listening, but you're supporting and sharing, and we'll make sure we do the same for your podcast as well. And let's just keep the love going. Much love. And LeeBoyTV.com. That's all I got.
Oh, just the .com. No, like, @LeeBoyTV.
Everything going to be there soon. Y'all get, just check the tabs on my website. Go to the store, go to the guy. Right. I'm building up so that everything can be there at once. But if, because it's not there yet, the T Public store is not on the website yet. Go ahead and check that out. The link's in my bio.
Okay, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at KVNG Prime Time. Listen to Prime Conversations. I got 4 episodes up right now. I got Denzel with me, Whitaker. I got Brian. That guy sucks. I got Alana from the TBTV podcast, and then I got Allison from Pass Foot Forward that wrote the article about us. And I got more people coming soon, but those are my first 4. I'm not on TikTok like that, but I'm starting to like actually be active on there more. So like I would like your post if you want me to. That's probably it. I made 1 TikTok in the last like 4 months. So yeah. So I guess you can add me on TikTok now. So yeah, add me on TikTok. Twitter, Instagram, listen to Prime Conversations, PNP. That's all I got to say, really. You got any last words before we get out?
Lee Boyne Fuzz, Capitol Hill. If you want to get some political commentary, go check that out. It's pretty funny. I put out some reels and a couple other things. So, yeah, also available on LeeBoyTV.com. Make sure you stop by.
Okay. And with that being said, I'm going to say prime time is all the time, and we out.